So before we go to some of the real hotspots, let's jump to Europe, because one of the things that we see about Europe is that is the lack of cultural strife, even though historically Britain, France, Germany, Russia, everybody has been at these throats for a long time, and they're not now. They're part of this European Union.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the United States and Canada. Mm-hmm. It's like the idea of us marching to war against each other is laughable. Mm-hmm. And that's good. This is like progress of humanity.
Sure.
Because especially if you look at Europe, as you just said, I mean, thousands of years of strife, you know, ending with the 20th century, two world wars where Germany and France and England are, you know, huge, costly, devastating wars with each other. And now, what is it, 60, 70 years later, the idea of Germany attacking France is ludicrous.
Yeah.
And this is where humanity needs to take heart, because modernity, and we're talking about modernity in a sense at all four quadrants, not just modernity in terms of technology and science and modern weaponry and all of that stuff, but also modernity in the sense of no longer ethnocentric. Mm-hmm. And this was the problem with the 20th century, is that, you know, for the first half of the 20th century, Europe was modern technologically in that they could build tanks and mustard gas and bombs and modern armies, but they were still ethnocentric in the sense that they thought that getting rid of the Jews would actually make society better. That's, you know, it's partly because of the horrendous outcome of that, that humanity learned that if there was ever any doubt, that that's not going to work. Or that we Germans can bestride all of Europe and the world. Nobody thinks that anymore. Nobody wants to think that anymore. People see that the road forward is to join the world, to join the community of nations and trade and, you know, a world system. And that is exemplified in Western Europe.